So this week, I try not to talk too deep into politics on a Saturday night overnight because, A, you've heard enough of it all week on television, on the radio, probably on this station. However, something that can't be ignored is when things are happening that seem to be very extreme. And I've very clearly laid out where I am politically, which I normally don't do, but I kind of put myself in the middle. But I am, I was brought up, and have been a Republican, and but conservative fiscally and socially liberal. So that always creates a divide in who I have to vote for because there's no clear choice ever in all of this. So watching what happened this week with the firing of FBI Director Comey and President Trump and the circus that follows, it's just really difficult to take your eyes off of it. It is like watching like a car crash. I mean, you just can't get your eyes off of it. And I thought to myself, as I was looking at guests for tonight, is, where do you compare this one to firing somebody that might be investigating you, and there's so many. Bob Woodward is somebody I called this week, and I spoke to him, and this week was really tough for him. We might do something next week, but I also have a response. None for this week, but Robert Gates, who is also a prominent figure in American politics and history, might also join us next week to talk a little bit about this. But here's the thing. I was looking back and saying, has every president in the United States had a scandal of some sort?
Interesting.
And they have. I mean, really dating back to the days of George Washington, which really surprised me as well, that there has been some type of scandal that's out there. Now, there's a top 10, but if you start off with George Washington, which is not in the top 10, it says in 1795, George Washington approved of the Jay Treaty, attempting to normalize relations with Great Britain, because obviously they were pretty volatile back then, in return of pulling of British troops out of the forts across the West and compensation for seized merchant ships, the British were given favored nation trade status. One of the parties of Congress reacted violently to the treaty favoring the French over the British. Thomas Jefferson was then accused Washington of treason. In Washington's farewell address, he planned to spend a considerable portion of it refuting these charges, but the speech was later edited and ended up a warning of the political party. So, his end of his presidency was pretty marred by the fact that he was called, that he was being accused of treason.
Wow.
So you can look back at every single
Sure.
U.S. president and find something like that. But the top 10, yes, sir. The top 10 starts off with Grover Cleveland,
What? No,
Yes.
serious. When you think troubled presidencies, Grover Cleveland doesn't really come to mind.
No, but during, he was elected to two non-sequential terms, if you remember that. Okay, during his first campaign in 1884, information was released that he previously had an affair with a widow named Maria Halpin, who had given birth to a son. She claimed that Cleveland was a father and named him Oscar Folsom Cleveland. Cleveland agreed to pay child support and then paid to put the child in an orphanage when she no longer was fit to raise him. Unusual for a candidate mired with such a scandal, Cleveland admitted guilt in the matter. Chance of "Ma, Ma, where's my pa? Off to the White House, ha,
What?
plagued him during the campaign and became popular throughout the country, but did not stop Cleveland from getting elected. He was honest about the entire affair, and that helped him rather than hurt him, and then elected again in 1892. So again, wouldn't figure that. Andrew Jackson, excuse me for sniffling. The Petticoat Affair was an 1830 to 31 U.S. scandal involving members of President Andrew Jackson's cabinet and their wives. This is often forgotten, but at the time, Major scandal under the presidency of Andrew Jackson, one of the most famous presidents in United States history, was pretty rampant. Although it started over a private matter, it affected the political careers of several men in the informal kitchen cabinet. It began with the marriage of Jackson's Secretary of War to a recently widow whose husband committed suicide. The marriage proved a great scandal in American high society, with rumors that he had been having an affair with her, which led to the husband's suicide. Most of Jackson's cabinet turned against John Henry Eaton, but Jackson supported him, and the controversy led to such a conflict that almost Jackson's entire cabinet resigned over the issue.
Mm.
See, look at that.
Interesting.
John F. Kennedy, Marilyn Monroe, of course, would be that scandal. Mm-hmm. Was perhaps the most star-crossed lover in history. One on one hand was her dazzling success, of course, and the other was this affair. Although official reports say, I'm skipping ahead. Monroe, however, was becoming a public embarrassment and had even threatened to go public about the president's infidelities. But her plans were short-lived as she was found dead in her home, under mysterious circumstances. Although official reports said she committed suicide, there have always been rumors that the Kennedys had her removed to protect their political image. The truth still remains elusive.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings.
Yep.
You know that one as well.
Mm-hmm.
Was the first presidential sex scandal in the United States and prompted a discussion that continues to this day. In 1802, Jefferson was charged with having an affair with his slave, Sally Hemings, and in fact, fathering a child. Jefferson, you know, having a slave is tragic enough. Jefferson denied the charges and remained as president for another 7 years. However, the debate about the truth of the matter continued until 1998, when DNA testing proved, that Jefferson was more likely fathered at least one of Sally Hemings' children.
Yeah. Wasn't it in the movie Lincoln? The end of the movie.
I believe so.
Where he comes back home and suddenly he's in bed with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was lovely. Lovely woman.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What's another one? I think this is around Ulysses S. Grant. The Credit Mobler scandal was the first major corruption scandal in the wake of the Civil War. The company was found to be stealing from the Union Pacific Railroad in 1868. However, they tried to cover this up by selling stocks in their company at a large discount to government officials and Congress members, including Vice President Colfax. When this was discovered, it hurt many reputations that included Ulysses S. Grant's VP. The story was broken by the New York newspaper The Sun during the 1872 presidential campaign when Grant was running for re-election. The scandal's origin dated back to Abraham Lincoln's presidency, when the United Pacific Railroad was chartered in 1864 by the federal government. So a little bit something there.
Yeah.
Do you know which one, which presidency was the most corrupt?
Nixon jumps to mind because
it would be the number one.
It was so dramatic.
But the most corrupt was Grant's.
Really?
Yeah.
With the payback? Well, this is during, just after the Civil War.
Yeah, so the...
And there was a lot of corruption in the country at that time
because
of the rebuilding of the South.
That's right. So that first story I gave you was one of them. The second one was the Whiskey Ring scandal, which involved the bribery and tax evasion scandal amongst many high-ranking members of the cabinet and even his own private secretary and whiskey distillers. In 1875, it was revealed that many government employees were pocketing whiskey taxes. Grant called for swift punishment but caused further scandal when he moved to protect his personal secretary, who had been implicated in the affair. Mm-hmm. So he was to Iran-Contra would be another one.
Mm-hmm.
During the Reagan administration, senior administration officials secretly facilitated the sales of arms to Iran, the subject of an arms embargo. The Teapot Dome.
I've heard of that.
Warren G. Harding's presidency was struck by many scandals. The Teapot Dome scandal was the most significant. Harding transferred control of all naval oil reserve lands over to the Department of Interior in 1921, although it was later reversed and the Supreme Court said it was illegal. The Secretary of the Interior used his new power for personal gain, giving the rights to the Teapot Dome Reserve in Wyoming to the Mammoth Oil Company in return for bribes. When the scandal broke in 1924, he was found to have accumulated over $100,000 worth of bribes. And you think 1924, that was a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money now. Although Harding died in office prior to the scandal breaking, it became a hot topic of controversy for years after his death and continues to plague his legacy. And number two, actually, I thought number one was going to be Watergate. It's number two.
What? Wow.
There may be many scandals in the United States presidential history, but none can compare to the sheer impact of Watergate under Richard M. Nixon. This was a political scandal that occurred in the 70s as a result of a June 72 break-in at the Democratic National Committee headquarters at the Watergate office in Washington, D.C. And, of course, indicted an incarceration conviction of 43 people, including dozens of Nixon's top administration officials. Number one is listed as the Lewinsky scandal.
Monica Lewinsky scandal outdoes Watergate?
Yeah. From a sexual relationship between a United States president and a 22-year-old White House intern. That sounds pretty horrible.
It is.
That sounds pretty horrible.
I didn't realize she was 22.
Yeah.
I'm 23.
See, so there's an opportunity there.
Job advancement.
Okay, not with what? The current president. Not with sure.
Mr. Trump. Okay. but, I mean, that's a, you know, I don't remember how old Bill was at the time, but I'm assuming he was in his 40s or 50s. Okay.
50s, yeah.
And you take somebody like an intern who's, you know, and not her personally, but you think about a young person working in the White House and the excitement of all that.
Sure.
And taking enamored
with the president.
And taking advantage of something like
that. Yeah. But as far as the impact on the country.
Yeah.
I think actually the Iran-Contra issue had a greater impact on the country financially and in internationally. But I think the Nixon Watergate scandal had more of an impact on everyone because of what was involved and how it evolved. I'm trying to take the media out of this as far as how bad I think things were. In other words, the Monica Lewinsky issue and the Iran-Contra and the Nixon Watergate, all because of our modern-day media, had greater exposure than all those other ones that you've talked about.
Always a good point to think about that.
So if you take the media out of it and just look at the impact that the scandals, each of the scandals, had on the greatest number of people, the Lewinsky issue dealt with a trust factor.
No, but he lied under deposition.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He did, but it didn't affect the country, in my opinion. It didn't affect the country the way the Iran-Contra hearings did and the way the Watergate issue did.
But he was the only one of two presidents to be impeached.
Yeah, that's true.
So you got to throw that up
there
as well.
Yeah, but Nixon resigned.
So if you dig this up, if you dig this up and look at every president,
everyone's got
a scandal, everyone's got something.